4:06 on the Central Coast on this Thursday, October 10th, 2019. I'm Dave Congleton. Thanks for checking in. Hope you'll stick around. We're busy. Later on this hour, Sandy Baer and Dr. John Ashbaugh join us for the History Center. State Assemblyman Jordan Cunningham is in studio in about an hour. And Michelle Doster at 6:05 will continue our analysis of the mess in Syria and what's happening with the Kurds. It is the Dave Congleton Show, always your hometown radio talk show. This segment, we turn the community spotlight on the fine folks at Stand Strong, where they support and have resources to end domestic violence, which is important because October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, which means that Kirsten Rambo is back with us. Kirsten, how are you?
I'm great, Dave. How are you?
I'm all right. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
What does this mean to you? October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month.
October is an important month for us because, and when I say us, I mean the whole community, because it shines a spotlight on domestic violence, which, as we know, is a problem here, just like it is everywhere. And, you know, awareness months can be important to just bring the focus to, hey, what's going on with this and what are we doing about it? Why should we care? And, you know, it raises those questions and we're, you know, trying to help answer those questions.
And I got a lot of questions on that, but I want to make sure we have time to talk about events. You have things tonight and on Monday. Yes. Let's start with tonight. What's happening?
Yeah, tonight we have a candlelight vigil in Mission Plaza in San Luis Obispo. It starts at 6 with resource tables and some music by Dante Marsh. And then the program starts at 6:30. And this is basically, it's our third annual event. And this is a way to honor those who lost their lives due to domestic violence in the past year. And basically to come together as a community and say, we're not going to tolerate this violence. We're going to honor their memories. And it's a collaboration between Stand Strong, Rise, the SAFER office at Cal Poly, and the Men and Masculinity office at Cal Poly.
Hmm. And do you walk through the farmer's market afterwards?
But we have a booth at farmer's market.
Okay, because sometimes on the candlelight, there's an actual walk through the farmer's market.
Yeah, no, we just stay right there in Mission Plaza. It's a pretty special event.
So this is at 6:30 tonight?
Yep.
Do you have any speakers that we should mention?
We do. We have several. Mayor Harmon will be there. Dr. Keith Humphrey will be there from Cal Poly. Someone from Jordan Cunningham's office named Kyla Smith will be there representing his office. And so it should be, and then, of course, you know, folks from, as I said, Stand Strong, Rise, SAFER, and Men and Masculinity, both from Cal Poly, will all be there.
And then you have a special event coming up on Monday night here in town.
Yeah, we're excited about that. This is a big event for us. It's 5 o'clock at Embassy Suites on this coming Monday, the 14th. We are bringing a national reporter named Melissa Jeltson, who's actually an award-winning senior reporter at HuffPost. She covers domestic violence. That's the main thing that she covers.
Huffington Post for the uninitiated.
They have recently changed it to HuffPost.
I know, but a lot of people know it as Huffington.
Oh, all right.
Work with me.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, I'm just trying to keep it accurate.
I know. I'm trying to help.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it.
I've interviewed Arianna Huffington.
Oh, well, you're way ahead of me. So her name is Melissa Jeltson. She's coming here from New York to talk to us about what that picture looks like nationally of domestic violence, what it looks like to be reporting on that nationally, what she's learned, what she can share with us. And then after that will be a panel of local people, including our district attorney, Dan Dow, to basically respond to what she has to say and talk about, you know, what this looks like here locally in this county and what can we do about it? What are we doing about it? What can we do about it?
All right, so this is this Monday night, Embassy Suites. You have a no-host bar starting at 5 o'clock, and then the actual presentation and panel will be at 6?
Exactly. Yeah, there's a reception with some food and no-host bar. That's at 5. And then the event is at 6. It's a free event, so we encourage everyone to come, but we really would love it if you would register online at our website. You get a ticket. You don't have to bring it with you, but you get a ticket that helps us in terms of planning for the food and the space and all that. So
sure.
That's at our website.
Kirsten Rambo is with us from Stand Strong, SLO. So why Melissa Jeltson? How did this come about? How did you find her?
I've been following her reporting for quite a while because she covers this issue really well and really thoroughly. Her work is pretty thoughtful, pretty insightful when it comes to domestic violence and gender-based violence in general. You know, part of the challenge that we see in this field is that often the reporting about it is not helpful. It can be geared toward sensationalism. It can often veer into victim blaming, and it doesn't really address a lot of the root causes of what's going on. So, you know, we have all seen the story that happens over and over. Someone murders their family, right? Their spouse and their children. And immediately the news coverage goes to all the neighbors who say, but he was such a great guy. Yeah. You know, that's the thing that we hear. And there's typically a deeper story to be told there. I mean, that's often the focus.
I'm going to throw you one right now. Did you read Joe Tirica's piece in the Tribune?
I did, yeah.
Where he went after the two guys who have been convicted of hitting physical violence towards women?
Yes, I
did. What did you think of his piece?
Honestly, I loved it.
Well, I did too.
Yeah.
I'm not putting you on the spot.
We're
talking theoretically, and wait a minute, our own hometown, the editor of the paper took on these two guys.
Yeah. I thought it was great because it had a lot to do with accountability. And, you know, what we know, one of the things we know about domestic violence is that what helps it to flourish in a community is when there are weak community sanctions against domestic violence. If folks feel like they can get away with it, nobody cares, nobody's paying attention. So for someone in that position to come out strongly and say, hey, we want some accountability here, is actually huge. I think it goes a long way to
helping. I was stunned in that one case where it took 4 years to hold the guy accountable.
Yeah.
Is that typical?
Yeah, that happens a lot.
What? Because they delay? Or?
You know, there are all kinds of things that I don't pretend to be an expert in about our judicial system. But yeah, I mean, if that's part of what happens, right, is that attorneys on either side can try to do things that they think advantage them, and trying to, you know, keep the perpetrator out of jail for as long as possible can be one of those things.
I know that women sometimes engage in this behavior, but it's primarily men. Can men change?
Yes, absolutely. But only if they want to. Okay. And unfortunately, that is rare. But anyone who's abusive can change if they want to change. They can. People don't change because their partner really wants them to change. You know, we wish that were true. But the person has to really want to change. And when they do want that, they can. But they have to want it.
Now, this reporter from HuffPost, Melissa Jeltson, what's she going to be talking about Monday night? What's her speech about?
Well, it's called The Challenges and Opportunities of Reporting on Domestic Violence. And I think even more broadly, it'll be about what are the stories that she's seeing? What are the trends she's seeing nationally? What is she seeing in terms of how it's being covered? Are there more reporters who are sort of getting it right, understanding the deeper issues? You know, if we're trying to really solve this problem, which we hope as a society that we are, you know, one sensationalistic story after another isn't getting us anywhere. In fact, sometimes it's doing harm. So I hope that we'll hear from her some about, you know, what is the helpful reporting out there, and how can we emulate that wherever we are.
All right, we're chatting with Kirsten Rambo from Stand Strong, San Luis Obispo. We have a big event tonight in Mission Plaza, and an even bigger event Monday night at Embassy Suites. We'll come back and chat some more. I'm Dave Congleton. Good to be with you this afternoon. You're listening to Hometown Radio. .419 on Hometown Radio. Now, Craig, I don't know. That spot just said the natives are restless. Do you know something I don't know? Are they restless?
The natives are restless. Ew. It's a fun new way to get people involved. I enjoy it.
Yeah, but I'm a little bit worried.
Why you hear
if they're restless?
Are you hearing things? Maybe other people have been hearing some things.
I don't know. I get nervous. Better call Heidi Harmon. Tell her the natives are restless. All right. Bottom of the hour, California headline news. Then Sandy Baer and Dr. John Ashbaugh join us from the History Center. We are back with Kirsten Rambo from Stand Strong SLO, reminding us that October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month. We need to be aware. We should give out the crisis line, should we not?
Yes, we always should give out the crisis line. It's 805-781-6400. We're there for you 24/7, 365, and it's confidential.
Because sadly, the odds are that someone listening is either in a situation or knows somebody.
Right.
In a situation.
For sure. Yep.
That number, again, would be?
It's 805-781-6400.
All right, tonight, you're inviting people to come to Mission Plaza.
Yeah, tonight is our candlelight vigil, our third annual one, commemorating those who lost their lives to domestic violence in the past year, and also coming together as a community to say that we are standing up, standing strong against this violence. And I have to say, you know, you hear that and you think, ooh, that's a sad event, and it is quite somber as we honor those lives, but it's also very hopeful. You know, it's a great feeling to stand with all these other people in the community who took the time to come out and say, this matters, and we're not forgetting these people, and their lives were not lost in vain. We're going to do better.
This starts at 6?
Yep, starts at 6 with the resource fair, and then the program starts at 6:30.
All right, and then Monday night, special guest speaker.
Monday night at Embassy Suites, we're bringing Melissa Jeltsin, who is an award-winning senior reporter at Huffington Post.
Huffington, yeah.
Yeah, people are like, what's Huff Post?
We used to have Michael Huffington used to be our congressman.
Mm.
He was our congressman from 92 to 94.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I met Ariana.
All right.
Amazing. And she would sit there and look right at you.
Uh-huh.
And I'm told Bill Clinton's the same way. Mm-hmm. They make you feel like you're the most important person in the world.
That's
uncanny.
Great.
Uncanny.
Are you saying I'm not doing that?
You can do. You can do more. You can do more.
I can work on it.
So Monday night, Melissa Jeltsin.
Yeah.
The challenges and opportunities of reporting on domestic violence. Interesting perspective, I'm sure. So no host bar, 5:00. The actual presentation begins at 6.
That's
and then you're going to have the panel discussion with our district attorney afterwards and some others.
Yep.
All right.
Absolutely.
Is there going to be a chance for the public to do any kind of Q&A?
Yep. We're going to have Q&A. Yep.
All right.
So
who should come to this?
Everybody should come because it's going to be informative. It's going to be enlightening. It's going to be interactive because we'll have this Q&A. And I think it's just a really rare and great opportunity to bring someone who's really a national expert, who's got that perspective, that can bring it right here, and then we tie it together with what's happening in this county, and how does it all connect, and what can we do about it? I mean,
you think Dan Dow's doing enough?
I think he is a real friend to our work.
Okay, good.
Yeah, he really is, and I know that he takes the issue very seriously, and I appreciate that.
I mentioned Joe Tirica's editorial in the Tribune the other day, but you also had, in the very same issue, you also had a think piece.
I did. Yeah, I had a viewpoint there in that same part of the paper. And I was talking about our prevention work, and this is the work that we do where we're trying to prevent the violence and really stop it before it starts. So it's a side of the work that folks don't always think about when they think about domestic violence work. But it's a real important one because we don't want to always be, just putting people in shelter forever, even though it's super important and we're proud of that work that we do. And we help a lot of people that way. But the idea is, hey, what if we could stop this from happening? And there's research to show that it's possible. So one thing we're doing is an evidence-based prevention program called Coaching Boys Into Men. And we've done that so far in 3 different high schools in the county, working with different sports teams. And the idea is that the skills that you learn as a student athlete can translate. Skills like leadership and respect and healthy boundaries and all that can translate into healthy relationships off the court. And also that athletes are people who are seen as leaders typically in their school community and among their peers, and that working with the coaches, working with the student athletes, we can affect some change in the school climate and then beyond that. So we're doing that program called Coaching Boys into Men, and then more recently we've started a sort of companion program to that called Athletes as Leaders, which is for the Coaching Boys into Men is for male identified student athletes, and Athletes as Leaders is for female identified student athletes. And we're already seeing some pretty cool results.
The woman that was here before you, Trish Norman, was talking about seasonal wellness and how it changes from season to season. What about domestic violence, for example, as we get closer to the holidays? Isn't that a prime time, a prime season for abuse?
Yeah, the holidays can really exacerbate what's going on in a relationship that's already in trouble. So, you know, this with the holidays comes all the stress. And anytime there's added stress, whether it's financial stress, whether it's family stress, whether it's holiday stress, it can just take a bad thing and make it worse. So we do see that at the holidays for sure.
So that's something for people to be aware of.
Yep.
You're at Farmer's Market every Thursday night?
Every Thursday this month, except for Halloween. We thought we'd leave Halloween for the little
Halloweeners. Oh, that's Halloween is on a Thursday.
Yeah, there's five Thursdays this month. So we're doing the first four, and we hope you will stop by our booth. And actually, Hotel Sarah will be with us for a couple of those. And
are they open yet?
I don't think they're open yet. I know they're taking reservations, but they're going to be at our booth. Letting people know about their pies. They have something called Life of Pie, but all I know is the pie that they're selling at Farmer's Market, the proceeds are coming to Stand Strong. So we're grateful for that because we need, you know, funds to keep the place running.
I'll wait till they're open before I make a reservation.
So that's fair enough.
Just try it.
I think the grand opening is on the horizon, but we're grateful they're partnering with us this month.
All right, Kirsten Rambo, one last time, please. Start with tonight, please.
Yep, tonight is the vigil, Mission Plaza in San Luis Obispo, 6 p.m. Program starts at 6:30. Come out. It's a really powerful, really moving event.
And then Monday night,
we've got Melissa Jeltsin coming all the way from New York, along with a local panel, including District Attorney Dan Dow, and also Brian Hubain and Grace Trotta from Cal Poly. And that's a reception, 5 o'clock, appetizers and no host bar, and then the event is at 6. It's free, and anybody can come. We hope you will join us there.
But you'd like to get a ticket.
We just ask that you register online for a ticket. That really helps us with the planning, so we don't run out of food and we have enough space.
And how do I register?
If you go to our website, standstrongnow.org, or you can always give us a call. But the easiest is probably go to our website.
All right, good job, Kirsten Rambo. Thanks for coming in. Final thoughts, please.
Final thoughts are that, you know, it's Domestic Violence Awareness Month. We all have a role to play in ending the violence. Whether you join us as a volunteer, donate time, talent, treasure, come to these events, learn more, find a way to plug in. We're happy to have you. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate your time.
You too. Thanks.
Off we go. We've got California Headline News and ABC Radio News. Craig has the very latest in Time Saver Traffic and Weather Together. And another chance to win $1,000. I'd stick around. This is Hometown Radio.